in complete dependence, dear friends, upon the Lord to help us. And ask your prayerful attention by way of text to a clause we find in Paul's Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 11 and verse 34. The Epistle of Paul to the Hebrews, chapter 11 and verse 34. A clause in the middle of that verse. Out of weakness were made strong. Out of weakness were made strong. Not forgetting the verse we had before us this morning. Blessed are they that hear the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Out of weakness were made strong. Dear friends, we've just sung a hymn chosen by our friend and noticed in verse 3, from fear and weakness set me free. O God, be merciful to me. It's a hymn, wasn't it, on the mercies of God toward us. That mercy comes through the grace of God and the gift of his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He knows our frame. He knows that we are but dust. He knows we have no strength at all. Oh, not against Satan and all his power. And how in the times of afflictions and temptations and troubles, we often fail to trust in the Lord by faith as we should. Dear friends, how great are our weaknesses. Our weakness is lack of faith. But dear friends, when we are given faith, when faith is in exercise, no matter what the circumstances are of our lives, then we are made strong. And oh, when we hear that voice of the Lord perhaps commanding our deliverance from times of distresses and troubles, it's then, dear friends, we are blessed indeed. That word blessed means happy. Happy are they that know the joyful sound, not just hear it. They that know the joyful sound. It's the voice of God commanding his blessing that we may continue to walk by faith in the light of his countenance. Dear friends, we have various illustrations of this, and I want to speak as simply as I can. And may the Lord give us insight and understanding to his power which never changes, even that of the Lord Jesus Christ. For we read, didn't we, this afternoon in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5. And we read here of a man full of leprosy. A man full of leprosy. Dear friends, if he was full of leprosy, he would be very weak. I don't know if you children know what a person would look like who is full of leprosy. We've never seen one ourselves, perhaps, have we? But he'd have a dreadful appearance. His visual appearance, his face, would be completely distorted. His eyes would be red and staring, hardly able to focus. His nose would be misshapen, and his ears. His hair would be stiff and white and probably falling out. And his voice would be extremely harsh, perhaps difficult to understand. If he cut himself, or if you cut him, there would not be much blood to come because it would be so thick. And if you poked him with a needle, he wouldn't react because he couldn't feel anything. The deadness of his nerves. And then the blackness of his limbs, and perhaps if he had any left, his fingers and toes would be very black. He would be a dreadful sight. Full of leprosy. He was a dying man, and he knew he was dying. And he saw Jesus. And as he saw Jesus, he was blessed with great faith. Faith to pray unto Jesus for healing. Oh, but surely that's impossible. A person in such a frame, in such an appearance as that, so weak in the body. Yes, but he was strong in faith. Oh, look how he comes unto Jesus. He says, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. He didn't come demanding it, did he? He didn't come saying he deserved it. He didn't say that it would happen. He committed himself to Jesus' will. If thou wilt. You know, dear friends, it's a very humble prayer. You know, those who have great torment and sicknesses and pains and afflictions. By our nature, we would just want it to be dealt with straight away. Well, that's what he needed, but he committed himself to the will of God. And if it was not the will of Jesus, he would have to remain content with this dreadful sickness until he died. Dear friends, what humility. Not demanding of Jesus anything at all, but if it's thy will. And then his faith to know that Jesus had the power to deliver him from this dreadful state in which he was in. If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Oh, dear friends, so often, isn't it, we doubt what can be done. Things which are impossible with man, they are possible with God. Through faith, believing to come unto him in prayer, believing that he is able, yea, he is able to do exceeding abundantly above what we ask or think. Well, what was the outcome of this prayer, of this poor, weak leper? Jesus said, I will. Be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. Immediately. Oh, what a terrible sight he was. Now it became as if he'd never been affected by leprosy at all. A complete restoring of his flesh, bodily, to how he would have been before he contacted this disease. Oh, what a lovely application this is, isn't it? Blessed is the man. Oh, blessed are they that hear the joyful sound. What a joyful sound this must have been to him from the lips of Jesus. I will. Be thou clean. And what the Lord speaks, it is done. Nothing can prevent it from being done. All power, he says, is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Well, dear friends, do you believe such things? Is Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever? You say, oh, but we don't see it like that today. No, Jesus isn't here upon this earth to have his presence, even of raising the dead. But, dear friends, there's still those wondrous things he does. I suppose we say, as far as our health and strength goes in our body, the Lord has permitted great things to be done today through the medical profession and the knowledge. Things that would never have been possible before, now possible today. And we're to commit those things to the Lord, those means, those procedures. Commit them into the Lord's hand, that he may apply them through the means which have been given to us today. And dear friends, as we commit our way unto him by faith, oh, we shall perhaps be amazed. Amazed of his mercies. Amazed that when we feel our weakness, we are made strong. Strong in faith to trust in him at all times. To pour out our heart before him. Knowing he is able, if it is his will. If it is his will. Oh, the Lord, teach us how to pray and come before him humbly through these examples we read of in the scriptures. But dear friends, what a type this is, isn't it, of our souls. We often find leprosy of the body in the scriptures. It's like the leprosy of our souls through sin. Dear friends, it only increases. It only increases and gets more and more. And dear friends, if it's never touched, if it's not healed, we shall die in our sins. Dear friends, this man here knew he was a great leper. It's a great mercy if we are taught we are great sinners. And there's nothing we can do for ourselves. We may try perhaps to obey the law more fully and perfectly, but it will not blot out one of our transgressions already committed. No, we are as filthy rags before an almighty God, a holy God. But where that burden comes upon us, the burden of our sins, showing that we cannot do anything for ourselves. Oh, to look unto Jesus, to know his appearing, and to cry unto him, like the publican did, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst cleanse me from all of my sin. Thou canst blot out all of my transgressions. Thou canst make me clean, through that shed blood, that dying of the Lord Jesus, who has borne the sins of many. O Lord, if it's thy will, thou canst make me clean. Dear friends, that's the cry, you know, by faith, of a sinner whom Christ has borne the sins. He has carried them upon Calvary's cross. He has poured out his soul unto death for them. And they shall come unto him, the scripture says, and he won't cast them out. But they don't come boldly, do they? They don't come as if they deserve to be cleansed, deserve to be healed, deserve to be forgiven. No. They come, as we might say, in fear and weakness, as we sang in that hymn. Will he have mercy upon me if I confess my sin? O Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Oh, dear friends, the Lord hear our prayers. Because it's not only just in the beginning, from when we first know the Lord's voice and the Lord's mercy. Dear friends, we backslide and we sin, don't we? Again and again and again. We need that healing touch constantly through our life. And when we hear his voice, I will, Be thou clean. I blotted out thy transgressions as a thick cloud. I will heal thy backslidings. I will remember thy sins no more. I have loved thee freely. Oh, then what a blessing to hear that joyful sound. You know, this leper, he was declared a leper by the priest under the law. We are declared sinners, aren't we? By the law of God and taught by the Holy Spirit. Now, friends, but what blessing the Lord has to impart. Grace to save us from our fears. Oh, the love that fills his heart, sinner. Take away, sinner, take away thy tears. Oh, to come as guilty before him. Oh, those lovely words in the prophecy of Isaiah to sinful Israel. Come, let us reason together. Oh, what a reason there was here with this leper. Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. That was his reasoning. It wasn't a demand. It wasn't a putting himself above the need of Christ, was it? No. Let us reason together. That's a reasoning, isn't it? Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst cleanse me of my sins. Come, let us reason together. Saith the Lord, it's his will. And those sins, though you be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Red like crimson, they shall be as wool. But if ye refuse and rebel, oh, what a solemn word, what follows? If ye refuse and rebel, ye shall die in your sins. Ye shall perish by the sword, not the physical sword of a metal, but the sword of the word of God. Depart from me, ye cursed. Oh, dear friends, do we know what it is to be a guilty sinner? Like this leper full of leprosy, we full of sins, and to come before him. Oh, Christ has those blessings to impart. And so, dear friends, the scripture tells us. Now, the word of Christ, and he says, my word shall not pass away. Oh, may these exercise our hearts. We also read of another here. Dear friends, he couldn't come to Christ at all. He was paralyzed. He was sick of the palsy. But he had four friends to carry him. Oh, dear friends, what a need there is, isn't there? When one is so far off, we might say spiritually, in their sins, that he cannot come, no desire to come maybe to Christ, but to be prayed for, to be carried to the Lord in prayer. Oh, what faith these four had, carrying this one in his couch. Why, they could not bring him into the house because of the crowd. It wasn't easy. And dear friends, it won't be easy to bring another before the Lord. There'll be lots of things to hinder us. But oh, by faith. Is it faith again, isn't it, to persevere? Faith to continue in prayer. It didn't happen all at once. They had to remove the tiles off the roof of the house, and they let this man down on his couch right to the feet of Jesus. What faith. Now, dear friends, they brought him as a paralyzed man. But when Jesus saw their faith, he said, thy sins be forgiven thee. Dear friends, the Lord is able to do exceeding abundantly above what ye ask or think. All their prayers, they were sanctified, weren't they, to the blessing of the soul of this man. There were those who doubted and said, who can forgive sins but Jesus only? So it's about God only, not believing Jesus was God. And Jesus, knowing their hearts, says, what is easiest to say? Thy sins be forgiven thee. We can speak lots of things, can't we? Without perhaps directly seeing the evidence. But to say, rise up and walk, to a paralyzed man, oh, that would show the power of the word and the ability and the power of that which is of God in Christ Jesus, who is God. And so he turns to the man, saying, son, take up thy bed and walk. Arise, take up thy couch, go into thine house. And immediately he rose up before them. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Then, friends, this was a double blessing, wasn't it? A spiritual blessing and a physical blessing. A double portion, as we might say, of blessed is the one that hear the joyful sound. What a joyful sound for this man. Then, friends, he went on his way glorifying God. You know, dear friends, when these things come to pass in answer to our prayers, we are to glorify him. As I mentioned, was it in prayer or earlier, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Dear friends, you've got your cases, physical and spiritual. Oh, to lay them before the Lord in faith, believing that nothing is too hard for him, that if it's his will, he can do all things for you. And dear friends, that you may glorify him. That's to be the aim, isn't it, of our prayers. That's to be our desire in our prayers. That when he answers our need, such a way that we shall glorify him. Testify of his goodness. Well, we also had a third case, which I read concerning Paul. A spiritual case. Dear friends, Paul was weak. He was being greatly tempted by Satan, a messenger of Satan to buffet him. Dear friends, that messenger of Satan, as we know, would be a lying spirit. Oh, the Apostle Paul had had a great sinfulness when he was young, hadn't he? Oh, but now he'd been delivered from that. He'd been sent forth to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ to the Gentiles. So what could this messenger of Satan say to buffet him? Dear friends, he'd be a liar. Oh, he would say maybe to Paul, I've got to be careful what I say because we're not told in detail. But would it not be something like this, Paul? The Lord has sent you to preach in his name. He has said, I will show thee what thou must suffer for my name's sake. And you have suffered. You've done that which the Lord demanded of you. But now, oh, when the end comes, you'll return to your sinful state. There is no hope of you for heaven. You're such a great sinner. Oh, what a temptation to take away the faith and the grace that is given to one whom the Lord has called. Messenger of Satan. Dear friends, does any of you know that? You've known the Lord's call by grace. You know the time when the Lord graciously set his love within you. Oh, you knew that blessedness when you heard his voice. Blessed are they that hear the joyful sound. Then to walk in the light of his countenance, obedience to his word, to his will and to his ways. Oh, but now, where is the blessedness I knew? when first I saw the Lord. Oh, dear friends, you want it and Satan comes in. No, that wasn't everlasting. That was just something there and then, maybe tempting you. It was just your imagination. And although he's given you a blessing, oh, no, it's now finished. And there will be no return, you won't see him again. You will die in your sins. Oh, dear friends, these things, you know, Satan is a roaring lion, isn't he? Seeking whom he may devour. But, dear friends, there's a word of comfort, isn't there? Oh, the Apostle Paul was so tried. He says three times he prayed that the Lord would take away Satan from him, this thorn in the flesh. But we don't read that the Lord ever took it away from him. It was given him for a reason. Paul had an earthly heart, the same as all we do. Paul had been given great revelations, taken up, as we were saying, to the third heaven to hear things which was not lawful for a person to hear. What a revelation he had of heaven. And dear friends, left to his own flesh, how it would exalt himself, lift him up above others, that he had greater experience and was greater in the flesh than they were. The Lord permitted this to come and be a great trial to him, lest he should be lifted, lest he should be exalted above measure. And the people would think greater things of him than they ought to think. God made him weak. God made him weak through this messenger of Satan. But, dear friends, in his weakness, he was made strong. The Lord spoke to him. Oh, that voice of love and mercy, my grace is sufficient for thee. My grace is sufficient for thee. My grace, that where I was rich, for your sakes I became poor, that ye by my poverty might be made rich. Oh, Satan will try you. Satan will tempt you. Satan will bring you low. Satan will make you weak in all the trials of your spirit and the trials of faith. But he cannot depart you from my love. When I am weak, then, Paul then goes on to say, then am I strong. Dear friends, that was strong in faith. You know, dear friends, if everything goes smooth and well, everything is easy, and we have everything just as our own heart, earthly hearts could wish, we shall never be weak, shall we? We shall never be weak to know our need of the blessings of God through the Lord Jesus Christ. It's when he brings us into these low places, when he brings the leper, oh, to be near unto death, when that palsied man couldn't do anything for himself, how weak he was. And Paul here in spirit, oh, not able to remove this great temptation of Satan from him. Oh, but in their weakness they were made strong through faith. Faith in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's our text. It's found in that 11th chapter of Hebrews, isn't it? Which is all about the experience of faith. Begins with Abel in the Garden of Eden. He offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Yes, Cain brought of his own labours, of his own works, even though it was of the fruit of the ground which God had made. He glorified in that which he had achieved. Abel brought nothing of his own work, just the sacrifice of those lambs which had been born, a type of the suffering Saviour, the Lamb of God, for the sacrifice for sin. So that was more acceptable. And dear friends, Abel offered it by faith. Oh, Abel had been told surely by his father and mother what had happened in that garden. Oh, that Adam and Eve had sinned. But God, through the seed of the woman, would bring salvation full and free by the overcoming of the power of Satan. And he believed in God. He was given faith to believe. Oh, that one would come to give his life a sacrifice for sin. And so he brought his offering. Oh, dear friends, by faith. Dear friends, so we are to live by faith, aren't we? Walk by faith in God as Abraham and as Moses and as this chapter 4 portrays. It speaks of, not in detail, but of such as Gideon. How weak Gideon was when the angel said the Lord would use him to destroy the power of the Midianites. He said he was nothing. He was the least of his father's house. He'd got no power against all the Midianites, neither had anybody in Israel. Have not I sent thee? Oh, the word of God was with him. When he was weak, he was made strong. By faith, he came to do that which the Lord would have him do. And he prevailed, he succeeded. Wasn't the case with Moses? Oh, when the Lord spoke to him from the burning bush, that he was to go and bring the children of Israel out of Egypt. Oh, every objection was there. He felt his weakness. But through the word and the promise of God, he was made strong. Certainly, I will be with thee. Oh, dear friends, is that not what we need in our daily pathway? These are just examples in the scriptures. And dear friends, these scriptures do not depart. They're here for our learning, for our comfort. They're here for our strengthening. Out of weakness we're made strong. Well, dear friends, what's your weakness today? Are you tempted that you've got no strength at all? Well, no, you haven't in and of yourself, have you? You perhaps fear the pathway before you, an unknown way. You fear the consequence of things which come to pass, things which have perhaps arisen unexpectedly. You know not how the matter may turn. You may have sickness, pains, afflictions, troubles in your work, in your education, in your families, in the church, in the nation, in your area, in your neighbourhoods, whatever it is. Dear friends, we are born for trouble as the sparks fly upwards. In this world we shall have tribulations. We are weak through these things, but the Lord is our strength. As we commit our way unto him and trust also in him, out of weakness we are made strong. Trusting in the Lord, oh, with all our heart. Believing in him, knowing, oh, that we are unworthy of the least of his mercies, but that we need it all. We need all that grace, all that power to save us, and that power to keep us in the way everlasting. Well, dear friends, blessed are those that hear the joyful sound, the answer to our prayers, that we may glorify him and then walk in the light of his countenance, trusting in him at all times. Out of weakness are made strong. Dear friends, may this be your experience. May it be mine as we continue in our earthly life. Not knowing what is before us, not knowing what another day may bring forth. But, as you often hear me say, trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Out of weakness, through him, faith in him, we are made strong. Amen.